Top 5, $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. Stay tuned for that. That's at 5:40 today because it's Carnarvon Wagon Day. Eno Wine Bar is going to be here. They're bringing wine, cheese, and chocolate, they said.
What can go wrong?
Well,
those are
plenty.
My three favorite things.
Plenty of things can go wrong there. Richard Roper will be here as well, and he's a very important man. He's got a lot of, doesn't have a lot of time on his hands, but yet he spends time with us. He's been talking to Bobby D, Robert De Niro.
Uh-huh.
Just talking Robert De Niro over the this week. So we'll talk about the Robert De Niro's new film, which is about boxing legend Roberto Duran. That was the guy that said no mas in a fight. Right? He was the guy that was like, I got to go to the bathroom. You ever wonder? We'll find out that's actually a true story. Yeah, I've always wondered this. What, you know, there's always this thing, and I think everybody has this thought, but people are mostly afraid to verbalize these thoughts. But I'm not. What if I had to go to the bathroom? And that's my, I should write a book called what if I had to go to the bathroom during anything. It was like, it's like
during something important you're talking
about? Yes, it applies
to
anything.
Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me.
Oh, God, all the time.
I'm seeing an event or something and you know you just can't go, but you just kind of do the dance up there a little bit.
So I would like to talk to professionals who do things. What happens when you have to go to the bathroom?
Like, but you can't.
Fighter pilots. Right? What happens when they have to go to the bathroom?
Firefighters on runs.
Yes.
They have to take a run and go out.
You hope they don't have the runs when that's happening.
Bad word. Bad word to use there. Shouldn't have chose that word, but yes. But you know what I mean? Well, like, you're answering the call of duty.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. I'll stop.
You didn't even mean that, did you?
I didn't.
No, and that's so sweet of you that you didn't mean that. Or,
didn't mean it.
Or like, what if you were like a brain surgeon, right? Like you're Dr. Ben Carson, and you're working on the brain, and all of a sudden you go, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
You can't leave.
I should have had that burrito at lunch. Oh, boy. All right, clench. Okay.
I'm pretty sure they planned for that.
You think so?
But everyone's 10, human. You're
10-hour surgery. Right. Yes. But think about it. When you're a surgeon, you're going in. You can't. It takes an hour just to scrub in for the surgery. So it's not like you can just, I'll just step out and be right back.
I know. Well, you know who reminded me of this? And I guess we'll talk about this a little bit later because we got Stone Pony here. Very important news. But I would think anybody who plays Batman, because they zip you into that suit. And you can't get back out of it. And as a matter of fact, it was Ben Affleck who
didn't he tell the new guy, or was it
Christian Bale who told Ben Affleck?
He said, "This is what you need.
You need a fly."
Because I didn't have one. And believe me, you need it.
Yeah.
We have a texter who writes, remember NASCAR driver Tony Stewart had to go and did so in the middle of the race.
Yeah. He's got to go when you got to go. Yeah. All right. That's not why Alex Stone called us,
no,
though. I can
tell
you that
right
now.
He probably doesn't want to participate in that.
It is important, though. When you got to go, you got to go.
So, Pony, let me ask you this question. Have you ever wondered that? Because I wonder this. Like, if you, and I think this is a book. I think I could write this book. I'm like Trump now when I'm talking.
It'll just be huge.
To experts about the times that they, like, had to go to the bathroom. Rock stars, right? They're on stage. What do they do?
Sure.
What happened? Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, what did you do for the hours you were in political coverage a couple of weeks ago?
Went right in my pants every single time.
We wondered what all those bottles in that skybox were for.
We had commercial breaks, and we had a very lovely bathroom right in back of our studio up there in Philadelphia, at least.
We also had the unisex bathroom, which we could take part in. And not Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, we had that. Exactly. There was the one where it was a you choose. Anybody can go in this bathroom. It's all okay with us.
You were a little
uncomfortable. Or you can walk 200 extra feet and go to the men's or women's bathroom.
It was surprising how many people were in the unisex because I went in there the first day and I thought, well.
It was all dudes, wasn't it?
It was all dudes.
Of course.
It was like 40 dudes.
Yeah.
And me, and
did you use it or did you then
walk
back
out? No, I did. I was dying to go. And at that point, I just arrived. I didn't know where the other one was. And it's a big stadium. So I thought, well, this is supposed to be okay. I guess we'll just go ahead and.
Did you go to the unisex one? It was right across from where we were sitting. Did you go?
No, I didn't go in there. I went to the one with the urinal that somebody wrote Hillary inside the urinal, and I thought, man, who reached all the way in there and wrote that on there?
Bernie Sanders supporters.
Those
Bernie people, man. They were feeling the burn. I hope you don't feel the burn over the urinal, because that's bad news, too.
That would be bad.
All right. Why do we need to update our iPhones? You're breaking the story today. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is kind of a freaky one if you've got an iPhone. There was a movie that came out not that long ago that actually I think I was watching coming back from Philadelphia where she's got her phone and she doesn't know that somebody's using the camera on the phone to watch her, even though the phone looks like it's operating normally. That's apparently the concern here. There is spyware or malware that could be on your phone that may have been received by clicking on a link on social media or in a text message that security experts are saying would allow the person on the other end, which they think is mainly government entities, governments trying to spy on Americans, so likely not our phones, but maybe government officials, but still they say that this could allow anybody to be hacked, would allow them to look at the data on your phone, to listen to your phone calls, to activate the microphone without you knowing, and to activate the camera on your phone without you knowing. So you could have your phone on the bedstand next to you, and the camera could be feeding live video back to somebody, or the microphone feeding back audio of what's going on inside your bedroom or in your kitchen or wherever you've got your phone.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, God. I'm in the – I mean, I want to go back to this. Now, the bedroom, less exciting, but the bathroom – the phone is with me in the bathroom at all times.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's the government agency on the other end and they're in Russia or somewhere else, that's probably the least that they're interested in what's going on. But, I mean, if this is really as bad as security experts say it is, and by the way, today they're calling it the most sophisticated mobile attack that they've seen because of what it took to get into the iPhone. Now, Apple quietly this week put out an update to its operating system. That is apparently the patch, and that will take care of this. People are complaining that they haven't gotten the notification on their phone that they normally get.
I'm glad you just said that. They're not getting that screen,
and they're not getting the little bubble, little one over settings. But if you go in to the software update, the operating system update inside your settings, you will see that there is an update waiting for you that says a critical security patch.
Yes, I just did, as we're sitting here talking, I did that because I thought I've not received that little bubble that tells me.
No, I hadn't either. And then what you're right, when I just went in the break before this, I went in and checked, just like you said, into settings. And then the updates, and yes,
did you update?
Sure enough, I didn't because I'm not on Wi-Fi here in the building, and as you know, you have to be on Wi-Fi. What I thought was
why are you choosing not to be on Wi-Fi?
Well, Anna, they're going to keep listening to you until you update.
Oh
for
my
the next
gosh,
hour.
Are they hearing this?
Is
anybody listening to this? The other question I have for you, though, Alex, is in order for this to actually be activated, so that they can listen to your phone calls and listen to you and do all those scary things you mentioned, didn't the person who reported this say he had to click on some kind of a link in order to set that into motion, or is that not necessarily the case?
Yeah, well, they think that it could be embedded into social media links that you don't know that you, well, I mean, you know you're clicking on them, but you don't know that there's something embedded in that link, that they think it either came from social media or it came from a text message, some sort of link. But how many things do we click on when we're looking at social media and you go, oh, I want to read that article, mm-hmm. and you click on it and it could potentially be in there? They think the focus of whoever is doing this is journalists, government officials, others who could have some intelligence that they would want to glean. But if there is a hole out there that could potentially be taken advantage of, there is that concern of you don't know who has the other side of this spyware or malware, and somebody could be doing something that isn't in the world of spying. Even if it is a spy, you don't necessarily want them to get into it. So this is a big security hole, and there have been ones in the past, but this is one that, at least from what there's one agency investigating this, a security firm in San Francisco. They say this is a big one when it comes to holes that we've seen with the iPhones.
Well, whose government is doing this? Do we assume it's our government doing this?
No, I don't
think so. No, it's believed that it's a foreign government of some kind. And they say they only think it's a government because of how sophisticated this is. This isn't a 15-year-old kid sitting in his room trying to hack into iPhones. This was so sophisticated, according to these research mm-hmm. firms, again, Apple won't, say a word about it, that it took a lot of work and a lot of know-how to get in and past all the firewalls that Apple has set up to give somebody this much access, the camera, the microphone, everything else on your phone, that they think that this is something with a lot of money behind it.
I was reading on CNET or one of those sites like that they said this is spyware that can cost more than $1 million, created by a company called NSO, and they only sell to authorized government agencies. And typically this spyware is used for investigation of crimes. So it's a very, like you say, very sophisticated stuff. And
yeah, I mean, they don't know who has got their hands on this software and who might have access to it. But again, because it is so sophisticated and does take so much know-how and money, that they think it's somebody who's got the power of a government behind them.
Well, when you sign away your rights when you get the phone, I mean, that's the funny thing about the phone. You kind of do. I mean, if you read the terms of use before you do anything, before you download an app or you download an update like I just did, mm-hmm. I mean, they basically tell you that they do have access to information in your phone. Now, I don't know about this whole like listening thing, because state laws would trump that, I would imagine. Right, that you can't be
well. Sure, I know here in California, both parties have to know, or it's against the law at that point. But whoever is doing this, I don't think is worried about the state laws and this whole thing. But you're right that Apple does have you in their terms of that you have to agree to terms of service that some of their liability goes away when you use your phone.
Hey, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. How about this? Wait, maybe it was a foreign government trying to get into Trump's phone, and they put the virus in Twitter. Right, because he's always on Twitter. Right, they know what he's doing there.
Very smart.
And they probably had somebody, and they put it in a tweet that said Donald Trump is the best looking man that ever lived.
Click here for more.
Click, click, click.
Oh well, let's check that out.
Exactly, and then boom, then they're inside his phone, and look out.
Quite plausible.
Look out, or it could be Kim Jong-un. Could be him.
It could be anybody at this point, and that's what makes it so freaky that you don't know what they're doing, and you expect that the person on the other end isn't going to be some, you know, creepster watching you and, you know, as you're getting dressed in the morning, but you don't know if that camera could be activated.
Oh, yeah, right.
There are a lot of folks who put tape or a piece of paper over the camera on their computers, and now people are going to be doing it on their phone.
Well, I was told by an FBI agent who does technology who said that is not paranoid to do that, because people can take control of your camera. And so
good luck to them. I'm going to tell you this right now.
I have the duct tape over all of mine.
Yeah. Take you know what? I'm like Trump now. Go ahead, Russia. Get those emails. I'm sort of the opinion that if they want to turn on my camera and my microphone, it's at their own peril. Because it's ugly what goes on in there.
Yeah, I'm dancing in front of mine right now. I'm saying go for it. Here, look at this. Oh, yeah.
Put that out there.
Are you doing the dance of the seven veils? Because I love when you do that, Alex.
Try to get a hold of that video. That'd be interesting.
It'd really be something. All right. Well, that was very, very good. All right. Well, so we'll do that. We'll do the update. If you have an Apple iPhone, do the update, and it'll securely. But, you know, it tells you that Apple could do that, too.
Yeah, but remember how hard Apple fought in the terrorist case about giving the government a backdoor, you remember, access? So it doesn't
it doesn't seem that Apple's trying to get your information. No. They're kind of covering their rear in a lot of what's in that, what you agree to. And it doesn't say that they're going to be listening in on your phones or that they're going to be reading your emails, but that they're not liable if, you know, somebody does get in there. So they're in a case like this, if somebody were to go and sue Apple, they could say, well, wait a second. You know, we told you that it wasn't our fault if something happens. And in this case, you can imagine that there would be people who would immediately turn and say, okay, Apple, you're mine because you allowed somebody to potentially get into the phone. But it's the world that we live in now that any device you have could potentially be hacked. You know, look at the DNC emails and all that when we got into it. Now when you write an email, you have to think one day somebody else except the intended person may read this email if somebody were to get into it.
Yeah. Well, I write everything assuming that everybody's reading it. That I think that's the only way, including even text messages now, because you just never know. You just never know. I write everything in just really vague terms.
If you really want to gossip and talk about somebody, you call them.
Right, exactly. And I don't even call them. I write my text messages like a mobster
in
writes
code.
It. Hey, you know that guy about that thing? Well, that guy told me that thing is off, but might be on.
Right.
The cops are reading your messages thinking, he's totally up to something now.
Yeah, they're like, exactly. Such great code.
I talked to that guy about that deal. And that's all it is. That's my text message. And it's funny, like, to my own family, I send that text message. I don't even know what. It's so weird.
And they're always like, what are you talking about, Ro? We don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's they're on a need-to-know basis. I mean, who isn't? All right. Well, thank you very much, Alex. Appreciate your work.
Thank you, guys. So, yeah, good. Go and download that. Even if you don't have the message telling you to do it or the little bubble, go into your settings, do it, and then they say that this should take care of it. But those security folks are also saying might not take much for whoever figured this out to just manipulate their software now to get around the patch. But right now it's the only thing you can do.
Hey, did you go to the L.A. Rams game?
No, I was out of town. I didn't go.
Oh.
I'll be at opening day, though, both in San Francisco when they play there the opening week and then down in L.A. as well.
How much fun is that, that NFL football is back? Although they're going to have more football than they need. There's going to be three teams there by the end of next year, I think. But it is.
And really all that matters, my Denver Broncos, so it's okay.
That's true. But yeah. I just think it's in L.A. It's like a
novelty.
91,000 people went to a preseason game. And preseason games are...
It is pretty cool. And what's amazing is there are no real Rams. The fans who are here, there's a handful of them, but it seems like it's either Broncos fans or Niners fans or some Chargers fans, which is weird because they're so close, but you don't see a lot of their fans. And then you see people going, yeah, I'll go to a game. Okay, sure. They're doing it for the novelty of it. And slowly the fan base will definitely grow here, but you don't see a lot of people walking around in Rams gear at this point.
No. Yeah, well, it's uncool looking, but I do love the idea that 91,000 people went to Angelinos went to a Rams game, and they're like, "What's happening down there?"
I bet they're on the phones their whole time.
Yes.
The whole time.
What did they do?
A lot of selfies going on.
Oh, that guy just grabbed that guy and tackled him to the ground.
Hang on, why did you do that? I'm upgrading my Instagram right now, so just chill out for a second. I'll pay attention to the game later.
Oh, look, he can kick the ball. All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. There he goes, Alex Stone, the great one from ABC News in Los Angeles.